It's called Alakshmanarayan, like Mayapati. So he was telling like Alak Niranjan that anyone comes to give me alms. Went at the door of Jatila Kutila and began to shout like this. Jatila came and wanted to give something to him, like atta,
flowers.
Or rice, dal, ghee, and all other things. Because it was so morning, and if in that time, if you are not giving anything to beggar, then you will lose so much thing. So, Krishna was shouting, and he was telling that I will not stay more than 5 minutes. A cow should be milked. Only that time I will give. Otherwise, I will go, and then if anyone is not giving me, then he will have to lose so many things. Especially cows. It may be that the owner of house will die. The wives will be widow, women will be widow, and so many things. Wealth will go away. So she was Hari, Jatila. She came with all, but Krishna refused. Why refused? I don't know whether you are yod or what thing. Only I take with
married ladies.
Then he went to Radhika and he told that you should come and you should give all. Because he is very shining as student. And having so many qualities, you should certainly come and give. Repeatedly he told, but he is refused. I don't want to see the mouth of any, appearance of any other. Then he requested Vishakha and Lalita that you should make agree that Srimati Radhika should go. So they requested Srimati Radhika. Then she was ready. She took all these things there. And he was giving to Krishna, but having bell covered. Krishna told, I don't take bhiksha like this. I should see who are you are not.
Female,
what you are. Then he was giving, having some bell upside. Krishna told, refused again. I went only that you are angry with me. I want your this in my
bag.
You will be pleased. For this I have come to you. Hearing this, Srimati Radhika smiled something and give all these things on the head of Krishna. And she returned. Have you anywhere written all these things that he is controlled, he begging to being Supreme Personality of Godhead and begging to Radhika, sometimes Yashoda chastising him and he is weeping so much. Have you written all these things? Krishna is telling, Napareham Niravatya Sanjujam Sasadu Kritya Vibhujajasa Ma Bhajana Durujara Griha Singhala Sambhrishya Sadhava Pratijata Sadhuna. Krishna is telling himself, I cannot repay you. Your everything is so pure. Your meeting with me is so pure. Even Narada, Shankar, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami cannot touch your lotus feet dust. They cannot. I have repaid to mother, father, everyone, friends, but I cannot repay you. Why? If I will tell that you should tell any benediction you want, I will give you. You will tell that, please give your service. And if I am giving my service, again I am becoming
indebted to you.
Indebted to you. he could not satisfy Nrisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj, even. He was wanted to give so much benediction, but he refused. I told here or in England, the
England.
Dialogue between gopis and Krishna. I will tell in proper time. So, Krishna cannot repay them. So, Narada has not explained all these things. Especially, you should see that when Krishna went to Mathura, and from there he went to Vrindavan. Gopis were feeling so much separation and they became mad. But what was the condition of Krishna at that time? What was? Can you realize anything? Who was more feeling separation mood? Krishna or gopis? How? Because gopis have so many friends, lakhs and lakhs. They can distribute this separation to all. No? But Krishna has no friend like this. Even Uddhava is not qualified to hear all these things. He cannot share Krishna
in the mood.
Separation mood. So Krishna was so much upset at that time. If anyone is more feeling separation, he would send any message to anyone. Gopis has not sent any messenger to Krishna in Dwarka or Mathura. But Krishna has sent. Why? He wanted the mercy of gopis. He was feeling more separation because there was no one to share Krishna, console Krishna. But Lalita and Vishakha always giving consolation to Radha. Why you are so worried? We are also here. Srimati Radhika is telling when it happened in that Leela. Gambhira Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dialoguing with Sabdamodhan and Radha, thinking them Lalita and Vishakha. I am dying, Srimati Radhika is telling. And you are consoling me, pacifying me. When I become faint, it is remedy for me. But when I faint, you give water and you try to make me
incense.
Why you do so? I think you are enemy of me. Why you are? Let me be faint, so I will not feel so much separation. I will die. Who consoles to anyone? Who is going to pacify anyone? Who has less
separation?
Like a woman is weeping for his son, he is dead. And he is bitterly crying for his son. Neighbors comes and pacify him. That don't weep or don't show. And this is the nature of this world. But if his son is dead, then what he will do? So Lalita and Vishakha are helping Srimati Radhika. They have no separation mood like Radhika. So, there is none in Mathura to satisfy Krishna, to pacify or help. That is why he sent Uddhava. Messenger came from Krishna to gopis, because Krishna needed more things. Gopis are telling that, if Krishna forgets us, why we cannot forget Krishna? Tell Uddhava to Krishna that gopis are already forgotten. He should be very happy with Jadav women, wives of Jadavs. He should pacify one, and another will be anger, and he will go to another. Another will be angry. So lakhs and lakhs Jadav Rani is there, and he will whole day and night, whole his days he will be pacified. Why to remember us? Krishna sometimes remember us that gopis are not so sweet like you are, like Rukmini Satyabhama. Gopis are not beautiful. Or sometimes he remembers us that, oh, gopi prepared so much, so good garland, days cannot do. In any way he is. And telling, so that they can fight. Rolling down on the earth. Have you all this explained anywhere? That's never, I have not done so. So you should write all. How can I write? Take the shelter of bhakti. Bhakti yoga manasi samyak panihite amale apashyat purusham purnamayam cha jad apashyam. He took the shelter of bhakti yoga. How many minutes?
45 minutes.
Then, what he saw? Apashyat purusham purna. Dwarkadhish is not purna. He is purna, but not purnatar, not purnatam. Dwarkadhish is purna. And Mathuresh is purnatar. And Krishna is?
Vrajananandan purnatam.
Purnatam. Somewhere, you will see that Swamiji has told that he took birth in Mathura. Actually, Vasudev and Dwarka, they were the father and mother of Krishna. Nanda is what father?
Foster
father. Why he told? There are two groups. One group of Mathura and one group of Vrindavan, Vraja. All the Brahmins, Vasudev Devaki, Akrur Uddhav, all the Jadavs are in the opinion that Krishna is the son of
Vasudev.
But gopis, Nandava, Yasoda, any friend of Krishna, any creeper of Vrindavan, any mosquito of Vrindavan, even ants, they cannot believe that Krishna is son of Vasudev and Dev. If you are in the party of Mathura, then you can believe that he is son of Vasudev. And if you are in the side of Braja, then you will see that Krishna is the son of Then you should keep your hands here and decide yourself. You are Mathuravasi or
Brajavasi.
Uddhava is one side. Although most intelligent and very dear in Dwarka and Mathura to Krishna. No? And gopis are here in Vrindavan. Two parties. One party is gopis. And another party is Uddhav, Akrur, and all others. They have this argument that Krishna is the son of Vasudev. But you see that Uddhav is praying, Asamaho charanare ujusham ham syam brindavane kimapagul malatau sadhina jadu sajang sajanayar japathan chahitva Bheje Mukunda Padaving Shruti Bhikyam. I want to be the dust of lotus flower of gopis.
Lotus feet.
Dust of the lotus feet of gopis. Not all dusts. I am not qualified to do. I want to pray only one
particles.
I want to be. Oh, he thought, and oh, I'm not qualified to be a dust. Even so, I'm praying for very far away that lotus dust of gopis, so rare, so high. Without the mercy of gopis, anyone cannot realize that Krishna ocean of rush, and what is he? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who are among Akrur and Uddhav and other party gopis? Who are reliable source? Who are Praman? Praman means?
Evidence.
Evidence. Gopis are evidence, or Uddhav is evidence?
It's authentic.
Authentic. Who is authentic? Even Uddhav is accepting that truth. So we should be in gopis' faith. What gopis are telling, it is true to full extent, more than Krishna says anything. If Krishna establishes one thing and gopis are establishing one truth, we don't follow Krishna. We follow the gopis. So gopis are telling that Krishna is son of Yashoda and Nanda. Sometimes they become angry and tell that Nago khalu gopika nandano yayam artito vishwagupsai. Vikhanasarthito vishwagupsai sakhi udiyavan shashvatan kule. Gopis are now upset and so much angry to Krishna, and they are obeying Krishna. Certainly you are not the son of Yashoda. If you were the son of Yashoda, you had not been so much
cruel
like this. Or certainly you are son of Kshatriya, Vasudev and Devaki. That is why you are so cruel. So they are abusing Krishna. Actually they are not telling that. Nakhalu gopika nandano. They tell. Some are telling that. Oh, you are certainly the son of Yashoda. But why you became so cruel? Why you became? So, now we are telling that you are not son of Yashoda, you are Kshatriya and like that. Sometimes Nanda Baba also in separation mood can tell like this. If he was my son, why he has left me and he has gone to Mathura? There was only son and father. Ram was son, Dasarathi's father. When Ram went to
jungle,
Dasarath Maharaj told Ram, Ram, Ra, and left. Not monk came, and he left his body. I'm not like Dasarath. Why I'm living? I'm not qualified to be a son, father of Krishna. Krishna is so lovely, but I'm not qualified. That is, he has left him. And he has elected or chosen another father. Because Vasudeva is more superior than me. But these are in separation, not in actual position. So you have you explained all these things? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Vyasadeva is telling, I'll have to realize all these truths. Never I have wrote. Never I realize. How can I realize? This apashyata purusham purna. He saw everything. He saw all these things in samadhi. And realized these facts. Jasya vaisuryamanayam krishne parama puruse bhakti upapadyate punsa soka moha bhayapaha. I did Srimad Bhagavatam from my samadhi. And one who will read this Bhagavatam with a special guru, very qualified, tattvajna, and being Rasik and Bhavuk, then anyone can understand this Prem. Otherwise he cannot realize. Because it is the book of postgraduate, not primary book. So he realized all these truth and compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat came in his samadhi stage. And what he saw, and he related all in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he became so wonderful. And his faith increased in Narad, that he has helped me in all this. So in like ways, if any guru develops your Krishna prem, gives any very little spark or a sprinkle of this thing, greed, then we should see that, oh, so much faith will come to that guru. So we should know all these things. Ekirtan should be done after that. How Jai Vijay was fell down from Vaikunth, and he has to take 3 births as a demon. Anyone can explain how? What is the mystery about this?
The 4 Kumaras had come to the doors of the gateway of Vaikuntha, and they were wanting to enter in, and Jai and Vijay, being the gatekeepers, had stopped them at that time.
You should hear patiently. If anything question comes, later on we will speak.
And in this way, they had committed a Vaishnava Parad. So Lord Narayan, he knew at this time that they had committed such an offense. So he came to that place and he attempted to save his servitors.
Yes.
But at that time, the 4 Kumaras had cursed them to take birth within the material world. But it was also the desire of the Lord to come into the material world and perform his pastimes, his leelas.
Very good. Anyone can clear more? More?
Well, they had a rather unfortunate choice. They could take 3 births as demons, or they could take 7 births as devotees. But they were in very small, childlike bodies, maybe 5 years old, and they were naked. This is the reason the guards at the gates of Vaikuntha, they would not take them seriously. I thought, what is this? You have no qualifications to come in. Just little children like this, not even properly dressed. And that's why they have to, you know, curse him to go away. But they actually very highest quality learned scholars who are staying in this little boy-sized body because they're not wanting to be disturbed by the senses. Not wanting to be disturbed coming into the years and the flux of vegetation and the senses coming. So, birth and death, this is very terrible, very horrible. So better to go 3 births as a demon than 7 births as devotee. Very nice to be devotee, but better to get out of that place as fast as possible. So they say, all right, we'll take 3 births as a demon. But there is one secret why the Supreme Person should want to have prefer to, you could say, you know, card trick, they say, stacking the deck to make it in such a way that they should make a decision to go as demons instead of as devotees. Because they should go as demons because this desire for having some fight, this is also within the Supreme Person. So he is wanting to carry out this lila of having some fight. But he cannot fight with any ordinary person. It must be only with his devotee. Mm-hmm. So he's taking some trick so that he has to fight with his... So he'll fight with his devotees. So they say, oh, yes. All right, we'll go as devotees. So he's coming then. So they're coming down in the three different births, one on Haranyakasipu and Haranyakshak, and is it in Krishna Lila's coming with the
Dantabakra.
So this way he's fighting with his devotees for it very nicely.
Very. I'm satisfied with your question. But still, iho baji aage kohar. What?
Somewhat external.
Something.
That is external. Speak
can
more.
You tell? Very
brief.
Not very important.
One day God was thinking that I have tasted so many mellows, not birras. So he want to taste birras. In scripture there is one slok, Natasya karjam karanancha vidyate, natat samasya bhadikasya drishyate. None is equal to God, and what to say more than him. So God is thinking that no one is equal to me, so to whom I can fight, that I can taste birras. In Vaikuntha, no one is conditioned soul there. Everybody is liberated. His associates also liberated. Jai Vijay know the heart of his Prabhu, and they are thinking, oh, if I fight with my Prabhu, then it is like a drama. So if we will be quite opposite of my Prabhu, then we can fight with him, then he can test Birras. Knowing the mood of Narayan, Jogmaya attracts four Kumars to Vaikuntha. Krishna, Narayan desire, then Jogmaya want to fulfill his desire, so he attracts four Kumars. Four Kumars came and want to enter Vaikuntha. But Jai Vijay don't allow to go enter. Oh, you don't know how to come Vaikuntha, you're quite naked, you know nothing, the courtesy of Vaikuntha. Then they think, oh, you are gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. There is no fear here. There is no Kuntha Dharma. Why you stop us here? So you are not be qualified to stay here. So you have to go material world. Then you can understand that what is the quality of qualification to go enter in Braj, in Vaikuntha. You have to do so many performance, then you can come again. That, in the meantime, God Narayan came and told, oh, this fault of my servant is my fault, please excuse me. And he took out his Jogmaya. Then four Kumars came to know that, oh, we have done mistake. Then people, no, you have not done mistake, this is my fault, this is my servant's fault, this is my fault. So God want to take test Birras, so it is happened like this. And Srila Vishwanathya Thakur is explaining about this, giving his vision about this point, that Jai Vijay never fell down from Vaikuntha. They, being in shape of Jai Vijay, they are in Vaikuntha, and they came in shape of, for three words, Hiranyakasipu Hiranyaksha, and Ravan Kumbhakarna and Shishupal Dantavakra. Srila Chakra Thakur told this is a prem vijinibit chesta of Srila Bhagavan. It is not fall down from Vaikuntha like that jeev came from Karnasai Vishnu and they are testing material world, not same thing. So it is due to desire of God, so they came in this world to fulfill Prabhu's desire, not their for their self, sense gratification. Hare Krishna. Because none can fall down from Vaikuntha.
Once Narad came in the courtyard of Yashoda Devi. Krishna was rolling down on the earth and weeping. And he was shouting that, "Mother, mother, mother, I want to go in your laps." But Yashoda was doing that. "Oh, naughty boy, I will not take you in my lap." Narada saw, and he's telling that, "Oh, how this wonder, Supreme Personality of Godhead